Hello and welcome to the Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast, focusing on linking business with grassroots sport. My name's David Waldridge, and in this episode, I'll be speaking with Chris Kane from Kazu IT Solutions, an elite champion at Koi Sports, and the grassroots organisation he's decided to invest in, Fleckney Athletic, a community setup that's potentially been in existence since the 1920s. So, without further delay, let's get started on this episode of the Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast.
I'm Chris Kane. I'm the owner of Kazu. Kazu is an IT support solutions company here in Wigston in Leicestershire. Our primary focus is to offer IT solutions to small businesses in and around the Leicestershire area. We are basically your outsourced IT team. So if you can't afford an in-house IT person, or if there's a member of your staff or team spending too much time doing IT rather than their day job that they're getting paid for, we can be there to facilitate that need.
Well, you kind of mentioned it there, but what's the main benefit or various benefits of having an external IT department rather than one that's in-house?
So I've personally got over 20 years of experience in IT. So I go back to the Windows 3.1 days, and a lot's changed since then. I go back to people having fax modems for their internet, which was shared with a phone line. So if you pick the phone up, you dropped all your internet signal. So I've been through IT for years and years. And this, like I say, the service we offer, it's bespoke. So every business we deal with is different and everybody's got their own individual needs. So we cater for those needs. We will do an audit of all of our clients before we onboard them to see what they require. So whether that is just external support on the phone or remotely, or whether that is backup to an existing IT team that you just require cover for when people are on holiday, or for that third line support where your IT manager has some knowledge, but he hasn't got as much knowledge or as an experienced knowledge in a certain field.
Well, with over 20 years of experience in IT, you must have seen so much change in the industry. Is it a challenge to stay updated with an ever-changing technology, or does your services grow with it?
Our services actually do enhance with the technology. So what we can offer, 10 years ago, everybody would have thought working remotely and from home, or even 5 years ago, was just non-existent. People didn't want to do it or were very loath to do it. With what's happened over the last 18 months, it's now a thing of the future, and it's going to be a hybrid way of working for as long as I can see now. So people used to have servers in their office and, you know, big standalone PCs in the office. Now it's more laptops, tablets, PCs, whatever it is, working from home. So you've got that work-life balance more.
Well, I was going to ask, are there any growing trends that are threats to businesses that maybe they should be aware of now for the future?
The biggest thing I would say is security at home. So if you're sharing your Wi-Fi network with a work laptop and it's not got a secure VPN, or, you know, someone streaming films, you've got your son in one room, your daughter in another, and you're trying to be on a Zoom call in another, and it starts slowing down or being very patchy and glitchy and dropping out, then it's one of those things that we would look at for you. And if it is necessary to put a separate business line in, then that would be a recommendation that we would suggest.
Well, we've discussed the working from home aspect, but what are those most common threats that face businesses every day, and how can Kazu help with that?
So the biggest thing at the moment, I would still say, is phishing emails. People receiving emails that look legitimate, but actually aren't. So if you've received an email, for example, saying you've won the lottery, great if you actually physically have, but it's very, very unlikely. If something is too good to be true, it is. And we've got software that we can put in place to stop that coming through to your mailbox. So your sort of end user or person at home or business user haven't got that to worry about as much. It's, shall we say, stopped before it actually hits your mailbox.
See, now that's something that I've experienced in the past, but it was sent by a colleague internally at the company that I was working with at the time. And it just looked like a general minutes email, but it turned out not to be. And because of this, the whole company's network pretty much failed because someone's work address had been attacked.
Yeah, in some cases, as I say, it's No matter what you do, you can put in as much software, as many security systems as you can, but some of it is also down to education. And we like to educate our clients on best practices, on what to click on, what not to click on. As I say, the biggest thing is if something is too good to be true, it generally is.
So are you open to work with different types of businesses, different sizes as well? Because I imagine the variation of businesses and industries need different IT solution needs met.
Yes, so some of the smaller businesses we look after are virtual assistants, PAs, HR companies, which are, you know, small practices of one, maybe two people. The largest company we look after has their own IT department. And as I say, we're backup for their IT support team. They have 20 servers and over 200 members of staff.
So what other services do you offer outside of IT solutions? I know that you offer more physical aspects as well, such as wiring, for example.
Yeah, we do. Like I say, the main focus of the business is IT support, because along with that, people trust you and they will ask either for your help or will ask if we can supply. So we do telephone systems, website design, network cabling, the structured cabling, leased lines, all that sort of stuff. I would say we cover the whole IT arena. If we don't have the expertise in-house to fulfill your needs, we will have a member of our extended team that can help.
So for you, Chris, what is the most challenging aspect of all the services you offer? And what's your favourite IT solution that you offer as well?
I love meeting new people and new challenges. So one of the things I love is actually going to meet new clients for the first time, because you can ask them what is their, you know, main concern about their IT support, what problems do they have. It's like a problem solving exercise, and you can sit there, you can brainstorm, you can say, right, this is what we can do to help you, this is how it'll improve your IT systems, and your goal is, well, you know, to have a better IT system that will fulfill not only you but your team's needs and make things faster and more efficient, and we've put that in place.
So you'll drop in with a client to maybe fix a one-time problem, but also available for a 12-month supporting contract as well?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, we get in touch with our clients. We're not just there for when things go wrong. We regularly engage with them just to see if A, they require our services, or B, just let them know what we're up to. So we do a quarterly newsletter and a bi-weekly email, which isn't any sort of sales tactic. It is this is what's been going on in either A, the world of IT, or B, this is what's been going on with the business over the last few weeks.
Chris, you seem like quite a proactive person, and that's proven by just looking at your website for Kazoo Solutions. It seems to be a culture that runs right through your business. For you, though, what is your biggest achievement, either as a company or personally?
I would like to say we won a customer service award about 18 months ago, and that meant a lot for me, because customer service is like the biggest thing that I like to offer. Yes, we are an IT support company, but the fact that our customers have recognised us because we go that extra mile, and that's what I try to sort of implement with our team, that the customer is always right. We will be there to fix them. And like I say, we're not just there for a one-off sale. We're there to help them with any issues that they have.
Now, I think this bolts on to your passion for putting the customer first. Yourself and the company, quite active within the local community. Is that what made you become an elite champion with Koi Sports, having those values from grassroots sport and being a presence within the community, transfer over to what you do at Kazoo?
Yeah, I believe whatever we put into the community in a nice way, you get back. We try and put as much in. We are very active in the local community with charities, like say, we're now set up this partnership with Koi Sports. We like to be involved what's going along around us. You know, we're in the business community. We have lots of contacts. We just like to sort of share and get involved with what we can. You know, we're all fit and healthy. We can offer things that people not necessarily can.
So who are the grassroots organisation that Kazoo IT Solutions has decided to invest in through Koi Sports?
So we've got involved with Fleckney Athletic. It's a club that I used to play for when I was a lot younger. And I spoke to a few of my business friends and colleagues, and one of them actually played for Fleckney very recently. And he said it would be amazing if we would support him and his very local team. So I was all up for getting involved with that.
So finally, before you go, Chris, IT and the technological industry, so vast in information. How can we find out more about you and what you guys do at Kazoo IT Solutions?
So, as I say, we do regular newsletters to let everybody know what's going on either in the community or with us as a business. If people want to get involved with that or receive a copy, then they can let me know and I'll put them on our mailing list. The next technology, the working from home and 5G is going to be the next thing, because it's going to make that remote workforce on your phones, on your PC, just even more slicker, even more faster. You're going to be able to do so much more with, you know, videos and interactivity. It's just going to be the way forward.
You heard from Chris Kane there from Kazoo IT Solutions, one of our elite champions at Koi Sports. Find out how you can get involved too and support us in developing social change and a sports for all culture through grassroots sport by visiting our website, koisports.co.uk. Now let's hear from the organisation Chris has decided to invest in, Kian Folley from Flickney Athletic.
My name's Kian Folley. I am currently secretary for Flickney Athletic Football Club. I used to play for the club. They were the last club I played for. And when I finished playing, I wanted to stay involved and kind of give something back to football, really. So I took on the role of secretary.
So where did the passion for grassroots come from for you personally? Because you said Flickney was the last team that you played for.
Yeah, I've been involved in grassroots sport for as long as I can remember. And most of my positive memories come from some form of cricket, football, rugby, golf, tennis, one of those sports, literally from grassroots, as in as soon as you could run and walk around, all the way through to adult team sports, and experiencing so many positive, which doesn't always include the playing side. So many people that get positivity out of participating, even if it's somebody working in an administrative role or somebody physically playing or somebody that's cutting the grass. That participation in some capacity is so positive for so many people.
That's a really important point you raise there about those off the field, off the pitch, off the court, who are behind the scenes within an organisation. Tell us more about the club itself.
As a football club, there's photographic evidence going back to 1965, 66. That's the oldest photo that we've got of a Flickney Athletic senior football team. There's another photo, actually, doesn't have any writing on the photo, but we believe it to be Flickney Athletic. And it looks like, looking at the way people are dressed and the type of photo, people tell me it looks like it goes back to like the 1920s. So to be involved in something that's still very much grassroots, amateur, part of the local community, but being involved in it really makes you feel kind of like you're a custodian and you're just helping to look after it, as many people have done before and hopefully many people will do after, just to make sure it's in a good place to be able to be handed on, hopefully in a better place for your involvement and other people in the future can benefit from it, as everyone participating today doing.
So for you, how important is any grassroots organisation to the local community that it's based within?
I think it's hugely important, and I don't think you should underestimate that, because in a day where we are used to being able to travel, I think if you look at grassroots sport in villages and boroughs and cities, if there weren't those local groups, local grassroots clubs, I don't think people would participate, because maybe it would take a little bit more effort. Participation numbers just wouldn't be there.
I suppose we see these grassroots organisations as almost community hubs in some ways for their local areas.
They are. We, Flickney Athletic, run two adult senior men's football teams, and we've kind of got a training squad of like 35 people, and they're all pretty local. And you only have to go 3 miles in another direction, and they've got a similar setup. So there's people who are wanting to participate at a local level, and if our club ceased to exist, people probably just wouldn't play football, because the team 3 miles away, they've already got two sides. No more opportunity to play there, so people would just probably stop playing.
Let's bring it back to Flickney Athletic for a moment here. It's an amazing achievement to have potentially been in existence since the 1920s, but what is the biggest successes for the club now? I understand you guys won the 2020 County Cup Championships, for example.
That's right, yeah. We predominantly pretty much have one adult men's side, but in the last 3 or 4 years, numbers have been sufficient to have two sides. And we were the 2020 County Cup champions. It was the most successful season that we know of in the history of the club. And we secured promotion to the Everards Senior League Premier Division, which is the highest division within Leicestershire football. And that was actually off back-to-back promotions. and our second side play in the Leicestershire County Football League in Division One. So in the last 2-3 years, it's been very successful for the club.
So for you, what is an achievement? Is it the trophies that are achieved on the pitch, or maybe success comes from other areas of the organisation?
Success for us is just as much on the pitch as it off the pitch. Our aim is to offer young people from Fletley and the surrounding areas the opportunity to train and play to the highest standard that we can provide them in the most positive and professional environment that we're able to offer as a club.
You mentioned there the local community getting involved with what you guys do as an organisation. So what is the importance of Fletney Athletic to the local area? Are there ongoing projects, for example?
We work with other local groups, community groups. We all play and are based on parish council land and facilities. We work with the other groups and the parish council to work and develop as much as we can do the facilities. We've got modern all-weather floodlit training facilities. We're hoping moving forwards and we're looking for investment and funding to be able to increase the size of that. The current changing rooms and indoor sports hall area at the end of their lifespan, and again we're working with the local councils for investment, and that's on the horizon within the next couple of years that we'll have new changing facilities. So we'll go from having two changing rooms and an officials room to having four changing rooms and multiple officials rooms. What we've got at the moment is a good basis and a good starting point, but in the next 3 or 4 years we'll have state-of-the-art facilities.
And that's amazing to see that long-term vision for the club. But what would you say are those everyday challenges that you face as a grassroots organisation?
Cash flow, really. We try and keep the cost of participating as low as possible, but we do feel it's important that people do contribute at cost. There are other clubs who play at our level where players don't have to contribute towards the running of the club. We think it's important for the players, anyone who trains with us, to contribute. So they're buying into the club. They realise that there's a cost associated with everything that we do and they contribute towards that. We try and keep the costs as low as possible by working with the local community, business groups with regard to sponsorship and having advertised hoardings, just to keep the costs for playing down. We try and do as much as we can with local businesses, local groups, with regards to affordable advertising and sponsorship of the club, so that we keep the cost of playing for the players down to a really reasonable amount.
So speaking of investment, you have some funds coming your way courtesy of Kazoo IT Solutions via Koi Sports. What exactly does that extra funding mean for the club?
We're really grateful to Chris and Kazoo Solutions, as we offer for all contributions from individuals and businesses. Can't be underestimated, and it just helps to keep the costs as low as we possibly can for the people who participate, which are predominantly young people from the surrounding area.
So you mentioned earlier, hopefully those new changing rooms arriving soon for your organisation. But what are those long-term goals, those long-term objectives for Fletney Athletic, and what's next?
I think the new changing rooms just cement the club's position within the local community. I think stability is really important. We've got a strong committee and many of the committee are either current or previous player members. So I think with a community group like this, you do sometimes see community organisations, grassroots sports teams, come and go, and I know it is really difficult to maintain just the organisation. So the key for us is just to cement it moving forward. So if we've got a history going back, you know, to 1920, to make sure that 2020, well beyond that group and that opportunity, still exists for young people in the surrounding area.
And finally, how can we find out more about Fletney Athletic and support you guys?
You find out more about Fletney Athletic across our social medias, which are Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Have a look on there and like and comment and share. Anyone who's listening to this would like to join the group, then that's how we can be contacted.
So that's it for this week's Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast. Thank you to Chris Kane from Kazoo IT Solutions and Kian Folly of Fletney Athletic. If you have a spare 5 minutes after listening to this episode, make sure to check out the other projects Koi Sports are currently working on at koisports.co.uk. And finally, don't forget to download and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And I'll see you next time.